I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Oregon Humanities Center presents a free lecture by physician, author, and historian Dr. Victoria Sweet in connection with her book, God's Hotel, A Doctor, A Hospital, and A Pilgrimage to the Heart of Medicine. Dr. Sweet's experiences include 20 years of practice at San Francisco's Laguna Honda Hospital, the last almshouse in the country. She joins us at KLCC. Good morning, Victoria.
Well, good morning, Eric.
Well, first of all, how does an almshouse differ from a modern hospital?
Well, the almshouse was how we used to take care of the sick poor before there was health insurance. So it's actually a very old model from which our modern hospital derives. The almshouse originally goes all the way back to the Middle Ages when monks and nuns took care of the sick poor for free as part of their vocation. And then when the monasteries were all closed, the monasteries' hospitals turned into city and county almshouses. And the idea of an almshouse was that it would take care of everybody who needed it. It used to be that almost every county in our country had an almshouse and a free county hospital. And the free county hospital and the almshouse were actually paired so that the acutely ill would go to the free county hospital, and then if they needed more care or you didn't know what to do with them, they were unemployed, they were homeless, they were mentally ill, they didn't have a place for them, everybody went to the almshouse. So it ended up being like a hospital because you'd have patients that were very sick, all the way down to being like an orphanage and being like a mental institution and being like a assisted living and board and care. So everything that we've now divided up, the almshouse had it all.
And so from some narrow perspectives, what was going on in terms of healthcare covered more people, in a sense, in the times of almshouses than it does in America in 2014. Is that correct on some
that's
levels?
That's what made it so interesting to be at Laguna Honda. It's called a hospital, Laguna Honda Hospital, but it originally was called the San Francisco Almshouse, and it was founded in the 1850s. And so it's sort of turned into a hospital, but a very particular kind of hospital. So this is my experience of it. The original almshouses that everybody had did, they took care of everybody. And so if you didn't know what to do, you sent them to the almshouse. And in fact, Laguna Honda still had quite a flavor of that, and it performs to this day a very useful function that we are missing, which is, I think, what you're getting at. In San Francisco still has this old system, so they've got a free, more or less free, county hospital. And when the county hospital doesn't know what to do with somebody, they send them to Laguna Honda. And so at Laguna Honda, we had a huge range of illnesses, of people, and of acuity of problems. And it made it very important because one of the big problems we have today is that we've lost anything that functions like the almshouse. There was good reasons for that. So the pieces of the almshouse sort of got split up during the 20th century. So it was determined to be, you know, they thought it was bad to have mentally ill people in with everybody else. So they came up with the mental institutions. And then the mentally ill went to the mental institutions. But then in the 1980s, they started closing all the mental institutions. So now we have all the mentally ill we don't know what to do with. Same thing with orphanages, same thing with all the other institutions I mentioned. So yes, it had a huge, and we had a huge range, which is, of course, one of the things that made it so interesting to practice there as a physician, as you can imagine.
Medical knowledge has clearly made huge advances since the times of the almshouse, partly through technology and science, but with a focus on technology and science and medicine, what human aspects of medicine have been forgotten in the process?
Well, the main thing I focus on really is the time that is so necessary for the relationship between doctor and patient, and for that matter, nurse and patient, and for the patient to heal himself, has been dropped out of the system. The technology we have is really wonderful, but as a side effect of technology became this idea of everything had to be efficient. When everything got hyper-efficient, we actually got inefficient, because when we don't have that kind of time with patients to really understand what's going on, we end up spending a lot of money when all we really needed is a few extra bit of time with that patient to figure out what was really going on.
How can individual doctors best practice this slow medicine within the current system?
Well, it's fascinating what's going on, Eric. There's been this whole movement towards the really horribly named model of concierge practice. It's kind of like a community-sponsored agriculture model, only in medicine, where the clients of the farmer pay up front, and the farmer knows what to plant and how many people to do it, to plant for. Same idea with docs. So this concierge model started out as a very elite model, but now it's come down to between $50 and $200 a month. So the doctors are dropping out of the payment model, and that's how they're getting their time back.
And what's the role of patients in practicing this form of more heartful, slow medicine?
The unusual thing about medicine is that we are all patients. Everybody fundamentally is a patient, and everybody has something to gain by doctors and nurses getting back their time with patients.
So in the end, when you speak in your book of a pilgrimage to the heart of medicine, what is the heart of medicine for you?
It's the personal relationship with the patient. The heart of medicine is that the practice of medicine is a personal relationship. And when you have that, when you connect at that level, then it's absolutely amazing what happens. And when you don't connect at that level, it's a mess.
Well, I really appreciate it. It's such a hot topic for all of us because, as you say, all of us are patients.
Yeah.
Dr. Victoria Sweet, physician, historian, and author of God's Hotel, A Doctor, A Hospital, and A Pilgrimage to the Heart of Medicine. She'll speak on the UO campus in Eugene on Wednesday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m., room 182 of Lillis Hall, presented by the Oregon Humanities Center. The talk is free and open to the public. For more on her talk, ohc.uoregon.edu, and for more on her work, victoriasweet.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.